Welcome into DC On Screen, your guide to the DC Universe on film and television. I am your host, David C. Robertson. This, my co-host, Jason Goss.
Hello.
Today we're going to get super spoilery on Gotham 311, Beware the Green-Eyed Monster. To recap, Mario Falcone has a plan. He breaks the facility working on a cure for the Tetch virus, crushes the lab tech's head, and steals enough info to fake his blood test and make him look uninfected. Later, he beats the crap out of Gordon, but leaves him alive, and with a clue. Following that handy clue, Jim sets out to Arkham, where he throws down some rhymes with Jervis and discovers Mario is going to kill Lee. Jim has Mario tested for the virus, but the tests come back negative. Desperate to save Lee, Jim rushes to confront her on her wedding day. He quickly realizes that Mario's plan was to make him look like a jealous ex. Not appreciating the last-minute confessional, Lee throws him out and Falcone's men put a beat down on him. To be fair, he did start hitting them first. The wedding proceeds as planned, and the newlyweds head out of town. Gordon, undeterred, demands Carmine Falcone tell him where they are, promising to do no harm to Mario. Carmine accepts the terms, but when Jim shows up, Mario's jealousy has gotten the best of him, and Jim is forced to put him down. Meanwhile, Bruce and Alfred want to proceed with a plan to loot the Court of Owls vault. When the Whisper Gang seemingly stands them up, Selina reluctantly decides to help, but doesn't like the setup because she feels like someone is watching them. The heist proceeds anyway, and they manage to steal a giant crystal owl before the court's assassin shows up to do some killing. Everyone pitches in, but they are nearly overwhelmed before Selina's mom steps in. Barbara is busy starting a war as she discloses Penguin's true feelings and motives to Ed. He investigates briefly and discovers that, yes, Oswald killed Isabella. In retaliation, Nigma vows to help Barbara take Penguin's place in the underworld if she helps him destroy Penguin completely.
Woo.
There we go.
So, did I understand this ending correctly? Gordon is just, like, way screwed. I mean, it seems like he promised Falcone he wasn't going to do anything, and then he shows up and kills him.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, shoot a knee.
Cap him, man. Come on. I don't know, maybe it was the only shot he had or something. But on top of that, it didn't look like
it was
like
the
Lee.
Only shot he had. He shot him at least 3 times in the chest.
Yeah, yeah. He was only able to see the broad chest area. That was all that was available.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mario was cleverly hiding his kneecaps behind Lee's.
Right.
It's
yeah, Gordon's screwed.
Yeah, he's screwed. And Lee doesn't even really see what's going on, right? As far as she's concerned, Jim just shows up and, like, kills her husband.
Uh-huh.
I'm hoping she looks over and goes, oh, dead man had a knife.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think he flew over the railing into the water, I think.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, Jim's just boned. and I know that seems like it's a cool thing, but it just doesn't feel like one. I saw the setup and thought, ah, crap, we're gonna deal with this whole Jim proving his innocence thing and on the run from the mob, even though him and Falcone were starting to get pretty buddy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're coming back to.
Well, we knew he and Falcone couldn't stay friends forever, right?
Yeah, I mean, that honeymoon had to end, but did it? Because that was awesome. I liked his little detente mm-hmm. with the mob. Oh,
it had to end.
I mean, I'm sure it did. Like you don't imagine Gordon from the, you know, the Batman era having like a mob tie somewhere in his pocket.
Yeah.
Once this guy grows a mustache and gets some glasses, I expect he'll have to cut off those ties. Look, I'm bitching about that, but it was totally worth it for the scene where he's like, "I'll send my men." You mean these two? Pop, pop.
Yep.
That was fantastic. That was maybe the greatest thing I've ever seen Jim do.
And then just look right back. Anyone else you want to send?
Right. That was friggin' great.
It was. That was probably my favorite line of the entire episode.
Bullock has a little line up front about, like, well, you know, just squeezes his head in. Happens every day kind of thing.
Yeah, one man takes another man's head and crushes it with his hands. I see it all the time.
Right. Oh, he comes in like, go fishing, man. There'll be another dead body tomorrow. I loved it. It was like a running gag this episode. Like, Bullock keeps telling him, like, dude, just stop doing something. And you know, I'm captain, right? And then James is like, uh-huh. And then continues to do the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But he keeps getting in trouble. Like, Bullock really does need to throw the hammer down. Like, stop letting him walk out of rooms. He keeps walking out of a room and getting into shit.
I kind of like the dynamic, though. I like Bullock kind of being the crappy captain who can't get anything done with Jim around.
I know. It was fun.
He does probably need to throw down that hammer, but I enjoy this too much so far.
I just like him being acting captain. It's just fun.
Yeah.
As far as great lines, though, maybe it might go to Alfred, too, on the, like, my stupid job miss is to make sure he grows up to be the man he's meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
That every now and then Alfred will say something like that, and I kind of think, do you know something about Batman that I don't know yet on the show?
Right.
Like, what game are you playing, old man?
Like, Alfred, you know, I walked in on you, and you weren't polishing what I thought you'd be polishing while you were alone in the dark.
Why do you have a batarang?
Right? I'm 12. What is happening?
Well, set, sir. Nothing about predestination. All right, I'm gonna make a confession you're gonna hate me for.
Oh, God. What?
I'm starting to like Barbara.
Mm.
Okay, come on. The phrase, bookish vixen. Tell me that didn't make you laugh. Just tell me.
Not as much as just how badly she fake coughed Penguin. And then Ed just looks at her and goes, did you just fake cough Penguin?
Right.
That was pretty funny.
That was good. And later she says, like, you're beaky little buddy. I was, okay, all right. Barbara, you got to stop because I'm starting to like you now. And I don't know how to feel about it.
Yeah, I do so far. I'm starting to enjoy the Barbara Ed dynamic.
Yeah, I'm liking just her doing her thing in crazy gangsterland, man.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most fun I've ever had with her.
So we're gonna have Ed, Barbara, Tabitha, Butch, and they're all teaming up against Penguin together.
Yeah,
that sounds pretty amazing,
doesn't it? Penguin sounds screwed. Who's he got?
He's either gonna be screwed or he's wins really Edward's pull love. It out. No. I think maybe he just finally gets over his emotional bullshit and tears them all new assholes.
He's definitely
He really
capable.
Is the king of Gotham.
He's like, easily capable.
I want to see the return to season one Penguin. Just the scrappy little bastard who
tuna sandwich.
Take you down. Take you down.
Yeah. I think he's going to have to get there. I mean, there's no other way he's going to survive. And he's going to fall pretty far, you would think, before he realizes, A, that they're out to get him, and B, that he's got to do something. Because it looks like Edward's going to play the slow game. I mean, he clearly is fantasizing about just stabbing him right in the gut, but that'll have to wait.
If they play their cards correctly, this could be quite a showdown.
Yeah. Oh, can I nominate the dumbest thing Gotham did this week?
Sure.
There's always something. Even when we love the show, and this wasn't a bad episode at all, it's just there's always, like, some damn thing. This week, I want to nominate the lasers and the tightrope walking. Because the lasers look like she could easily, like, Selina looks like she'd do cartwheels through those lasers the way they were placed. I mean, they were all, like, they weren't even moving, it looked like. They were just placed. Like, I feel like I could have walked through that damn thing. And short of that, like, how is, like, a 14-year-old boy going to, really, like, hold a rope taut with another human in the middle of that rope? That's not, no fucking way.
Yeah. Except he's Batboy.
Even Batboy. I don't care how much Alfred's been beating his ass. I mean, training him.
I have to make sure he's got to grow up to be the man he's supposed to be, miss.
Right. We've been practicing the rope pull from Batman vs. Superman. A right. lot. There's always one moment in Gotham where I go, no. Bad Gotham. Bad. That was it.
Gotham goes, lays down in the corner.
But the give and they take, as always, like, that was, you know, bad. But we got to see so much Alfred fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love watching Alfred whoop ass.
Me too.
It makes me so happy.
Alfred and Bruce remain my favorite part of the show, I think.
Yeah, they definitely. They have the most substance and are equally fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Gordon and Bullock are a lot of fun to watch, but sometimes there's nothing going on there that I'm really digging.
What's weird is, like, the Gordon and Bullock stuff seem more true to the show. The Bruce and Alfred stuff always seem more Young Adventures of Indiana Jones-ish. Where it's just sort of like, this is horseshit. I know it's horseshit, but it's amazing horseshit.
I know.
Like
end of last season, wasn't it end of last season they were going to, but he discovers the vault. Bruce is finally just going to set a bomb, and Alfred shows up, and he's got, like, bomb-making books open. He's got a bunch of stuff open. He's like, well, I was going for more of a fait accompli. And, like, Alfred snaps at him, don't you use French on me, Master Bruce.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff, yeah, it's funny. It's devastatingly entertaining. But but they're always, like, doing something that I care about. Like, uncovering a vault, which, by the way, show, get the fuck back to. Or, in this case, uncovering another vault. What the hell is that owl? Any ideas?
No, not really. I'll be honest, for a second, I thought you cut off in the middle of a sentence and went, ow, like you hurt yourself. Like, what the hell is ow?
Negative. Negative.
Yeah, I
would like to know about the statue.
I don't know. If that was in the comics, I don't remember it. I'm sorry, guys. I just don't.
I don't know what we're going for here. It kind of, like, my first thought was it seemed a little arrowish. Like, I wanted the Dark's little, whatever that thing was he had.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Totem?
Totem. I'll call it a totem for now.
Whatever. I don't know.
Oh, another thing, show. Please stop smashing vases on people's heads.
It's vaudevillian, isn't it?
Just stop. Just stop
Positively.
It.
Positively. It's just ridiculous.
I didn't know who it was that had walked in the room. For a second, I forgot that, like, Selena's mom was supposed to show up this episode. So, like, somebody shows up to help the fight, and she reaches for the vase, and I'm like, oh, cool, Ivy. With her vase-smashing powers. So showed up to help. Oh, wait, it's Selena's mom.
Mm-hmm.
Who I guess also has vase-smashing powers.
I think it's just, like, the show is, like, the writers, I don't know, maybe the writers are just like, well, women can't fight. They have to
grab
somebody over the head with a vase.
Yeah.
I don't know. And if that's the way you guys feel over there, Gotham writers, shame. Shame on you.
I mean, God, let them fight. And all the poor flowers. All the poor flowers.
Those flowers were already dead.
Yeah.
Like the line, before I kill you, she has to hate you, and she will.
That was good. That was. But it was, later he says, because I don't have the virus. Or do I?
Yeah, that made up for it.
That made up for it. Yeah.
Can I just say the highlight of the episode for me was revisiting Tetch and seeing that hat?
Oh, the hat was fantastic. I love that he's fashioned a hat.
Fashioned a hat. That's a good way to put it.
He's, yeah. And I had mixed feelings about the rap battle. Like, it was kind of funny, but it seemed really stupid. But I was kind of entertained. Yeah. So, I don't know. I went back and forth about, so I'm not sure if I'm supposed to laugh or think this is neat. I think I'm doing both.
Epic rap battles of Gotham.
Yeah. That was the interrogation method no one was brave enough to use.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've tried hitting him. I'm a rhyming him.
Well, that unlocks Tetch's stupid brain, I guess.
Right.
So that Talon man, just picking off whispers, that was rough to watch.
Yeah. Yeah. But, the stabbed through the chin thing was pretty cool.
That was, yeah, with Alfred?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got his comeuppance.
Mm-hmm. For some reason, that Talon, that actor, whoever he is, reminds me of Gabe from The Office.
I have no idea why. I don't think I can follow you down that road.
And the guy that played Gabe, and he was also on The League.
Yeah,
you know,
I recall.
And I didn't care for that guy. I mean, he was a fine actor. He did a good job at making me hate him every time I've seen him. It's cathartic for me watching Alfred, someone I love so much, stab him through the throat.
I did hate that character. Thank you, Alfred. Hey, by the way, that guy's a board member, isn't he?
On The Office?
No, I mean on like Wayne Enterprises' board.
Is he?
I could have sworn that was a guy. Let me know if I'm wrong about this, but I could have sworn it was like that was the guy that Alfred like shushed at the meeting. And then it turns out later he was a Talon, I thought.
Oh, I didn't think so. Mm. I mean, it didn't occur to me that was what was happening.
Well, maybe I was just wondering if I am right about that character. I'm wondering if, like, they're going to show up to another board meeting, like, where's this guy?
Huh. I'll have to look into that.
We might. We might get around to it.
I mean, that'd be kind of fun if the guy Alfred shushed was the guy that he stabbed through the mouth and throat later.
That'll do it.
Mm.
That will do it.
Shush indeed.
I had two major complaints about Jim heading to the church.
Okay.
One is a good speech, but dick move. I was like happy she slapped him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, man. You had your time. You had all the time in the world. You don't show up at somebody's wedding and lay that on him.
Mm-hmm.
So I was happy to see him slapped. But when he starts fighting in the hallway, like, what was his plan? Was he gonna like storm the ceremony and give her the same speech? He had laid down all of his cards, and she slapped him and had the mob remove him.
Unless he thought that the mob was going to kill him.
I just don't think so. They were just going to remove him.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have like a... I don't remember there being an implication that they were going to remove him.
No, I don't remember anything like that. It seemed like he just had a freak out.
Chip on his shoulder.
Yeah. I don't like being removed. I'm a Boehm.
All right. So, all right. Well, I look forward to seeing all the things happen with Ed and Penguin, and I guess with all the characters, not really Jim, because he's screwed.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a deep well to dig out of.
Yeah.
But,
oh, actually, you know who might have to dig him out of it is that guy with the ring.
The guy with the ring. Yeah. You mean his dad, who's not dead?
His dad with the ring. They didn't say it was his dad, though, did they?
They did not say it was his dad.
We're just,
but,
like,
I mean,
90% sure that it's got to be his dad.
Yeah. I mean, who else?
I mean, it's Gotham. Anybody? Oh, by the way, a quick laugh that I got this episode. It's from Victor. I don't know what it is about it, but it made me laugh. Like, he's just like, you've met Victor, and he turns around, and Victor's like, hi-ho. I don't know what it was about the hi-ho. But it really cracked me up.
I like that he was just sitting there looking at his watch. He's like, okay, now you're free to go.
And you can go.
Yeah, I always enjoy seeing Zaz.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I think that's all I've got on this episode. This was the mid-season finale. When do we? I know you looked it up. When did they say that we were coming back with Gotham?
Current information is January 16th.
Okay,
that's
January 16th.
Yeah, it's changed on me though. I've looked over a few sources, and even right now, I can go find you about two different air dates being posted by two different sources. But
okay,
most of them say January 16th.
All right, well, we'll report when that changes.
Or we'll just see you when we see you.
Or if it changes. Or we'll see you when you see it. I mean, hey, you know, we can't promise anything.
They don't let us.
They won't let us. Those bastards.
Mm-hmm.
How do you outfox a fox? You don't. You just watch it whenever they air it.
Right. Well, it's like the Futurama people said that their episodes didn't air. They escaped.
Yep. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to DC On Screen. You can find every episode at DCOnScreen.com. We're proud members of the Giant Size Team Up Network, GiantSizeTeamUp.com, proud members of the Batman Podcast Network. We're going to be coming right back with Lucifer 210 Quid Pro Ho. I felt stupid saying
that. I know. You made it, though.
Until then, keep some DC on your screen.